What's going on, everybody? This is Orion with Orion's Belts, a study in FTM fitness, health, and wellness. Today, we are going to be going over political health, which doesn't seem at all healthy. If anything, it causes stress in most people. And why, though? What do I mean by political health? Why am I doing a show on politics? That's horrifying. Well, we live in a democracy, and as trans folks, we tend to shy away from mainstream political talk unless we're directly under fire. And honestly, even then, some influencers will stay away from the topic. I know of at least three that have fled their living circumstances within the past 2 years and have only grazed by the topic. I get it. Politics is unsexy. It's a shadowy and dark and downer topic most of the time. So why am I braving a career-ending show here? Well, let's start by saying this is not my career. I do this because I love you guys. And I want to see you grow. And I want to see you get strong. And I want to see you be healthy. And I want to see your families get to grow and be strong. And I believe in what this country was founded on, the idea of what it was founded on, not necessarily the ways in which we got things done, right? But those are my views. So basically, that's why I'm touching on all of this. It needs to be addressed. The past 3 years, it's come to my attention that my state is actually unfunded Planned Parenthood. It's also come to my attention that currently the South has a new law in place allowing people to question the validity of voter registration, and they're targeting black and brown voters. If this goes unchecked by the individual, they could end up showing up to the polls on election day unaware that they're ineligible to vote, just by missing one letter. Not knowing you have to show proof of who you are could cost you your vote. Last election, 11,000 votes was the difference between Biden's win or loss in Georgia. And now there's about 12,000 contestants that were set out. And this needs to go viral. They got to let them know, you know, we got to let them know. We got to make this aware that if, you know, you get one of those letters and you don't show up and show who you are, you might not be allowed to vote. So my call to action for me was to inform. So basically, after I had saw the live that I watched, which I will share all those people that were involved in the live and who I follow, and you know that's basically what I do. I give you guys direction. I'm not the expert on any of this stuff by any means. In fact, I oftentimes monitor how much of this stuff I take in because it gets down. It's dark. It's gross. Nobody likes it. So, but for me, I wanted to help raise awareness. One person responded. I sent out that live to a bunch of people and only one person responded. The response was, in quotations, "No disrespect, but I don't have time to watch this." So, I sent him the Cliff Notes version. I told him everything that was in the live. I told him why I sent it to him directly, and he has not responded. How can I ask influencers who've built their entire lives on not turning people off to use their platform to discuss something so potentially damning? Well, leaders go first, right? But like I said, this is not my career. I am 100% transparent in that this is a beautiful passion project for me. This is a thing I talk to you guys because I care about you, because I want to see you thrive. I want to see you living positive, happy, healthy lives, you know? And I love sharing whatever I find. I love it. I love that. So it's a passion project for me. This is not my business. This is not my career. It's not anything. It's you guys and me just having some time together, shooting the stuff and figuring out, you know, here's what worked for me. Hopefully it inspires you to go do some research on your own. Maybe you can give me some pointers. You guys can reach me at Orion's Belt 1019 on Instagram. Please send me messages, you know, and good messages, positive messages, preferably. But I can take constructive feedback as well. So what we're going to go over in this is, number one, how political health affects us. Number two, the obstacles in the way and why we usually shy away from looking at this stuff, right? The solution, basically what you can do that's not going to be super overwhelming, you know, but it's going to allow you to know that you've done something. You didn't just stick your head in the sand. And awareness, you know, that's the ultimate outcome, is that you're aware and you're informed, but you're not inundated with all of this stuff, you know? So hopefully it's a rather short podcast. Nobody wants to listen to this for too long, but, there's going to be some pretty good information in here, and hopefully it, puts you on a path to maybe, I mean, people are always like, reach out to your senators, reach out to this person, reach out to that person. No, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Reach out to influencers and see, just see if you can move that needle a little bit. See if you can get them to be courageous leaders for 2 seconds and just inform. Because that's, what are they? They're influencers. What are they doing? They're influencing people that follow them, right? So what are we trying to influence them to do? Get a new haircut? Like, go hang out on a yacht? Like, no! We're influencing them to live better lives, to make sure that their families have safe places to be, do, have, grow, right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, by all means, let me know. But yeah, that's my call to action to anybody that actually is listening to this. Reach out to some influencers with what you find, because I'm gonna, you know, give this to you and let you guys kind of take the show here, because I am not an expert on this stuff. I just know what I found, and I'm giving it to you, and then you guys can go find stuff, and maybe we can collaborate. I don't know. But yeah. So we'll get right into it. How it affects us. First and foremost, public safety, right? When we were talking about 2 seconds ago, by we, I mean me, you know, people fleeing where they live. Anybody that lives in Florida, you know, having to run away from there. I've seen, you know, so many Texas plates over here. It's insane. But people having to flee where they live, take uproot their families, their whole lives, and leave because there's not proper representation of them where they were, and it became an unsafe situation. So staying informed and having good political health, knowing, you know, am I getting out there and voting? Am I having my friends and family that live around me voting in favor of me as well? You know, like just having those sometimes difficult conversations, you know, with people to be like, hey, gonna need you to speak up for me, you know, organizing in that way. Planned Parenthood, quality health care. So with Planned Parenthood getting unfunded in my state, I don't know if it's all of the states or most of the states. I think each state gets to vote on, you know, funding. For me, in my experience, because that's all I can really talk about, I don't know other people's experiences, but when I got an actual doctor, I cried, and I didn't know why, but I let my wife go into the car, and I just like walked over to the guardrail, and I just vaped for a second, and I just stood there and started bawling, and I didn't know why I was bawling, but I could feel like the rejoicing of my body just being like, oh my God, finally. And I didn't know why. I didn't know what was brewing inside of me at that point, you know? But I cried. And even after that appointment, I ended up... I mean, if you've listened to my previous podcast on, you know, where I've been, that one kind of goes through the whole gambit. But long story short, I found out I had cancer because of a very fun symptom that we as trans men love. And it got so bad that I was concerned at fatiguing, passing out, things of that nature, because, or even just, you know, completely like going. Nobody would stop it. Nobody would stop it. I tried to get into regular doctor's offices and nobody would do anything. Well, I called Planned Parenthood the Monday morning after all of that ended up happening, and they instantly gave me medication that I needed to stop it and actually cared, you know? Whereas prior to that, the other people that I had attempting to help me or whatever, the main doctor's office that I was going to, my PCP, they had scheduled a telehealth appointment because my actual PCP was on vacation. The telehealth appointment got canceled on me, and there was no end in sight as far as that went. Like, they canceled it the day before. Mind you, I had to wait a few days before that even happened. And at that point, like, my symptoms were really concerning, you know, and I didn't know what I was going to do. If it wasn't for Planned Parenthood helping me to get medicine that would stop the symptom that ultimately could have killed me, then, oh, I'm not supposed to say that word anymore, eh? That was very Canadian. I'm sorry. Unalived me. Could have unalived me. Then, well, you know. But that's one of the other things is, you know, Planned Parenthood. And putting people in places of power that represent us, that can advocate for us and make the basic human existence easier while we pursue happiness, because we're in America, you know, that, like, that philosophy, like, people literally try to get into this country based on all of those philosophies and ideas of what this country represents, you know. Now let's get them to put their money where their mouth is, you know. I'm not gonna even say what we're not doing. But what we are doing is attempting to have quality of life. And that's it. That's it. Basic quality of life. So that's how it affects us. Now that you know what's in it for you, you know, let's take a look at the obstacles and things that might prevent people from wanting to get involved, wanting to take action, wanting to do anything other than the absolute bare minimum that a lot of people still aren't doing, which is registering to vote. So some of those obstacles are time. Maybe you don't have time to invest in these wonderful, super engaging, wicked fun topics. Absolutely. I completely understand. I totally understand. I get it. I used to have two jobs once upon a time before I got the big C, and a family and all kinds of things going on with that. I know what it's like to not have time. I get it. But there's other things. We're not even going to talk about not having time. I'm just going to say that that's one of the obstacles. Another obstacle is feeling of powerlessness, right? I'm only one person. That idea that what difference can I make as just one person? Well, here's me, right? At the current time, I have 6 steady listeners. I am only one person. But you 6 can multiply if you talk about this podcast. If you reach out to other influencers. If you send this to a friend or family member, you multiply. So that's not powerless at all. And I think the understanding of how much power we truly do have with our votes is vital to our success going forward. The trans community itself is very small. We are the minority of minorities. We're so little, but we're awesome. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. We are awesome. Think about three people in your life right now that appreciate the fact that you're in it. Okay, now I want you to multiply that number by six. And then I want you to think of how all of those people have improved the lives of other people because you exist. And then continue and continue. It's a ripple effect. It keeps going and going and going and going. I know we're awesome. I've seen us be awesome. I've seen us do awesome things. I've seen us have awesome experiences. I've seen us help people. And we care so deeply. And we understand so much that so many other people just don't get. We have jumped through walls. We have jumped through walls. Hard walls. That a lot of people just don't even see. They don't even see the wall. They don't even know it's there. They're just like, oh, this is reality. And then there's us. You're like, that ain't reality. That's not real. Let me show you what real looks like. You're not one person. We are legion. So, yeah. Political, societal ostracization. Wow, that was a hard word. Ostracization. So what's funny is I'm always talking about people putting their heads in the sand, right? And I can know that because I did that about exactly who I am for a total of 32 years of my life. So I can talk about people putting their head in the sand, right? But when we talk about societal ostracization, well, number one, we've already got that. So we're looking around going, well, this is what I got left. Why are you trying to, you know, don't rock the boat, man. This is what I got left, you know. But you gained as well. You gained a whole community when you decided to express your truth, right? So a lot of people are afraid of rocking the boat due to being an unpopular opinion, right? Or talking about darkness that doesn't affect my today, right? It's 4 years away, or it's 2 years away, you know? You don't want to think about something like that that isn't right here and now, but I'm telling you, they're thinking about it. You need to think about it today. So we'll reel it back and we'll say, you know what? I'm going to say things in a way that is not going to alienate me from other people, but it's going to raise awareness and allow other people to know that this is happening. Right? That's it. That's all you got to do. You're just raising awareness and saying, hey, this is a thing that's happening. How many things have you talked about with people today that have nothing to do with your life? Absolutely nothing to do with your life. Well, this is kind of important for you, you know? So getting that courage, finding within you the courage. I mean, you found courage for all different types of stuff, but finding within you the courage to stand up and say, you know what? This has something to do with me. And because this has something to do with me and it has something to do with you, I'm going to open the door for this conversation. I'm going to show you what I've found, and you can tell me what you think about it if you want to, or you can just take action on it. Leaders go first. So that's that. So that's it for obstacles, really. It was just time, not feeling like you have enough time, feelings of powerlessness, and ostracization. Woo! Being ostracized. So the solution. What is the solution? Well, the solution has to be simple, because if it's not simple, we're not going to do it. That's the point. All of this. I'm not saying completely take over whatever page you have with only political posts. I'm not saying only post where you can donate to, you know, organizations that are struggling right now because they're getting unfunded. I'm not saying only follow pages that talk about politics. No, none of that. Because that's not going to help your health and well-being. That's just going to stress you out, give you more cortisol. Everybody knows cortisol is the killer of gains, right? So what am I asking? I'm asking one post, one call, one vote, one registration, one share, one watch, one follow, one repost, maybe one donation if you can. Just one something. And you can literally stand on that for a minimum of a week. You could stand on it and say, you know what? I followed so-and-so. I feel good. I did something. I did something about it. I didn't do nothing. I did something. You know? That's the solution. That's all it is. It's literally one. The power of one. We already just went over how powerful you are, right? The power of taking one small action to be informed will lead you to more prosperity. No one likes to be inundated with negativity. A lot of people dislike dark clickbait. It feels like you've been betrayed. So in this democracy, as an influencer, you have a responsibility to be authentic, to be honest, to provide a safe place for people like you to find out things they may not have known before it was too late. And to provide interesting content that will keep your lights on, if that's how you keep your lights on. So, not asking for like crazy stuff, just asking that something, anything, tell somebody, just tell somebody something, you know, take some sort of small action, do some sort of small little research, go look at a website that you know is reputable. And then where do we land after that, you know? Well, we land in, hopefully, awareness, political awareness. We have awareness, a healthy awareness, where we know we can inflict change in a positive way that's going to help the living situation of people like us. Or just help, right? That's all we want to do, is help. So where to look? Who to follow? Well, for starters, you can search New Georgia Project on Instagram, or you can check out their website if that's your thing. A lot of people don't have the patience for websites. There's too much information. It's not organized in a consistent way on every website, so I get it. You can follow at Richard A. Fowler. So Richard, RichardAFowler. And you can follow at New Georgia Project, NEWGEORGIAPROJECT. And check out their hashtag Thank You Georgia campaign, which highlights all the positive ways Georgians have impacted not only the climate of politics and our life in general right now, but also, I don't know if you guys remember that second stimulus check. Yeah, they came in clutch on that one. So There's a bunch of other things that they obviously helped swing the vote on. So you definitely want to go check that out. You can also go to your Secretary of State's website and check your status to make sure you're still registered to vote. And definitely have your friends and family do the same. And you can consider making a donation to Planned Parenthood or following them at Planned Parenthood. Yeah, and that's it. I'm not going to spell that one out. Spelling hurts. but yeah, listen. This is the one and only podcast I am going to do this on. This is the only episode I'm going to do this on. Because I can't ask anybody to do something I'm not willing to do first, right? So here it is. You heard it first. Go out there and inflict some change.